Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, it's Bree.
And this is I Can Explain,
the podcast where we answer the questions that you are too afraid to ask.
And this week's topic is clicks. Cliques?
Clicks. I don't know, because when you said it, I was so confused because you said clicks. And then I was like, what are we talking about here?
Like clicks.
I know, but when I would say like a clique, but I think that's wrong.
I think that's wrong. It's kind of like the thing that I say, there's some words that I don't actually know how to pronounce. So I say both versions. Like sometimes when I'm talking about like an Audi, I'll say like Audi Audi.
Oh yeah, you just kind of
just to
between.
Cover both bases. Yeah. So this week's topic is cliques.
Okay, how is it spelled?
Couldn't tell you.
Because I feel like if it's just clicks, people are gonna think we're talking about like clout, like how to get more clicks.
Well, it'll be spelt properly. I think it's C L I. I think there's a Q.
I think it's a little bit Q-U-E. Of a yeah, like a is it a French word? It's a clique.
Le clique.
For all of our French Canadian listeners. Oh my God, what was that? My body just got.
That was really bad.
Taken over by a demon. I need to open
That's
my beer.
That's a new Breeze quote. For all our French Canadian listeners.
Canadian listeners. No, but you can actually somewhat do it.
Well,
I can't.
One
at
of
all.
Us is talented.
True. Oh my God, I need to get this beer open down my throat ASAP. I'm in a really good mood today.
Okay.
That's new
for this podcast.
Very productive today, I was telling Sean. But before we get into a few housekeeping notes that I have,
yeah,
I do need to ask everyone to follow, subscribe, wherever you're listening.
Not you starting that and being like,
before you
run away with
in.
Things.
My eye contact to you with it too, like a threat.
Jesus, there's always a threat.
Before you just get rambling away.
Nonsense.
I listened to our last episode and I was like, this is just me rambling for an hour. You were so patient with me. I appreciate you.
Always. Every episode of this is you just rambling for an hour.
I would disagree. I feel like it's pretty back and forth most of the time, but last episode I was really...
You were on one.
You were doing your... Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then you were kind of like checking in with me to make sure I wouldn't get absolutely bashed online by being like, I don't know, I think it's 25% funny.
And you're like, I want to kill everyone that's wronged me this week.
So yeah, I appreciate that balance. Anyways, before we get into it, see, this is why I was threatening you. You just derailed the whole thing.
But you were patient with me.
Wherever you're listening or watching, please follow or subscribe. It actually does help. Even if you just go look for our podcast every week, I know it doesn't make a difference maybe on your end, but it really helps us out. So please do that. Also rate us 5 stars and 5 stars only. Also check us out on social media at I Can Explain Podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and personally at Sean.Lusk and at Brianne Williamson. With that, I have a special housekeeping note.
Okay.
A huge shout out to our patrons, Aiden, Emily, Liz, and Serena, and all of our patrons who generously support I Can Explain Podcast. I decided this, and Sean now is forced to be on board because I really want to do a movie night.
Oh, I literally was like, what are we doing now?
No. This is the thing. I texted you about it, to be fair. But then you were busy working, and then during the duration of your work,
you had already done it.
I just decided I was going to do it. If things aren't answered within like 5 minutes, I'm just on to the next.
Oh, really? You don't say. I was a little... I know nothing about this movie. I know it's like a queer movie.
Well, it's not... We're not sure on the movie. We have a poll. We have a poll going.
Oh, well, you...
Sean doesn't know what's
going on. I only
know
the movie that you told me.
Yes.
Which I'm sure
but
is
I don't
part
wanna,
of the poll.
I don't want to sway the poll.
I didn't even see... You didn't even show me the poll.
The poll's
you
on our Patreon
page. You didn't even give
page.
Me the options, though. If Jennifer's Body is not one of those movies...
It's not, Sean. It's not, okay? We're not... That's
Maybe
not,
you should invest some time in some queer cinema.
No, that is not the queer vibes we're going for. We're looking for, like, outrageously queer. Not, like, innuendo queer vibes. We're talking queer.
Right. We're just... It's an hour of watching just, like, very queer porn together with our listeners.
Jesus Christ. How dare you? No, this is going to be, I wouldn't say family friendly, but it's going to be some fun times. What we're going to do is we're going to do a movie night with patrons and patrons only. You can go to the link in our bio at I Can Explain Podcast. Click the link there, become a patron. It's going to be in April. everyone's going to vote on a day and time. So we're going to do the one that works best for everybody.
Yes.
And the current poll that you can vote on is between three films. Okay. And I don't want to hear your opinion because I don't want to sway the people. Film one is But I'm a Cheerleader. Film two is The Prom. And film three is Paris is Burning. So we're going to pick one.
No opinions given by me.
I appreciate this. Just the dry nod.
Just, yes. Those are three movies.
Those are three movies, yes. And we're going to watch one together, but we're also going to do a Q&A and a chat before and after the movie and like chat throughout the movie in the little chat box thing. And it's going to be fun and cute. And we can take little screenshot photos. It's going to be fun.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And Sean will be there.
I won't?
You will.
Oh.
I won't. Sean, unfortunately, you're not invited.
That was the first poll. They did not. It was a landslide victory for no Sean.
No Sean. So that's coming up for current patrons. Thank you so much. Please go vote on that. And if anyone wants to join, get on the bandwagon because we're going to be doing some movie nights.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Fun as fuck. I love a movie.
Okay. I have one more thing. Can what? I say something?
No.
I feel bad doing this. I really do.
What?
I think you know, within reason, I never really just plug something personal that I'm doing on this podcast.
What's about to happen?
No, it's nothing big. I would like to ask anyone listening to go and click on the link in my bio at Brianne Williamson. I haven't done this before. You can't shame me before this.
You've done it once.
I haven't done once in like
and I've noted it.
In like, what are we on? Like 170,000th episode?
I guess you get one every 100 episodes.
Okay, so. That's fair. I think that's fair. So, because otherwise the whole episode would just be my plugs because I'm doing so much shit. Oh my God. No, this one's actually
riveting
important.
Content.
This one's actually important. I am very excited because I think I've been babbling on for years about how I really want to meet people in person. Mm. Like, that's something I really enjoy. And then the world shut down and blah, blah. Anyways, I'm very excited because as of this week, I officially am like 100% going in person to like three different queer events.
Yeah, true.
Okay. And I am going to be announcing those when I'm allowed to announce them in my newsletter. So the reason I'm telling people is because I will genuinely cry if I finally get to meet people and no one's there to meet me.
Oh, well, yeah.
And that is my fear.
Okay.
That is my fear because I've been in hiding for 3 years. So yeah. I'm like, does anyone want to come say hello? I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. So
exciting.
I can't tell you what it's for yet, but there's a few going on so far. There's more in the works. So, you know, all over North America. So please go click the link in my bio, Brianne Williamson, join the newsletter. Everything will be announced there. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Also follow Sean.lusk.
Yeah.
Just because he's cute.
It's almost my birthday. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's your birthday. Let's talk about it.
No, we have to do housekeeping notes first. Oh, and my most,
is that not a housekeeping?
Well, that was your housekeeping. Your house is kept.
Okay, go ahead.
Your house is kept and promoted.
This beer is really good, by the way.
I know. I thought so as well. Okay. My housekeeping note ties directly to last episode. Mm-hmm. I asked for people to sound off, specifically Team Wheels to sound off in my DMs.
Okay.
I've been getting a lot of good DMs. Okay. I will say Team Doors has been taking a lot of L's. A lot of
really?
L's. Really? Big W's in the Wheels category. I don't know if I...
No, Doors category. W's in the Wheels category.
W's in the Wheels for Wheels.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
I was just recently informed mm-hmm. about something absolutely appalling.
Okay.
And this was the realization that conveyor belts have thousands of wheels under each belt.
And shut up.
When I saw the inner workings of a conveyor belt, I was disgusted. I was appalled.
Disturbed.
I thought it was horrific, unethical. that was a lot. Somebody came in and said that a lot of wheels on like doors have to be replaced and replenished. So if you have wheels on a car, there's going to be more wheels going on the car.
Oh, which over years. Was like, yeah, that's true.
Because how often do you replace a door? Unless you have like a like unruly white teenager that keeps punching holes in them. That's about the only thing. So that was a lot. Somebody brought up wheels of cheese just as a fun addition.
Oh.
And then today driving home, nobody prompted this, but I was driving home and I was taking a turn and I was turning my steering wheel and I almost threw up.
Oh yeah, that's...
I was like, do steering wheels count?
Yeah, they must.
So there's wheels inside the wheels? Like that's like wheel inception. I literally almost had to like pull my car over.
Yeah.
Just roll it into the ocean.
It's too much to take.
It's,
just,
it's betrayal, you know? You're going to have an additional wheel through all this bullshit.
The thing is, it's not even a debate anymore. Wheels wins. Right?
Yeah,
wheels wins.
I don't know. I'm still, I am really liking the DM discourse. So okay. If you have something new to add besides conveyor belts, there's also this place that has the most horrific floor I've ever seen that's just wheels.
What?
Which I guess it's for big like shipping companies that they push pallets and stuff on.
Oh my
on.
God.
So the floor is just wheels.
That's like a
And I was responding to this to DM and I was like, is this just a wheel floor? And they were like, thousands of them.
Oh my God. Yeah. See, and there's nowhere like that where you just kind of have thousands of doors. Oh.
Oh, Monsters, Inc. No? That's where you weren't going? Is Monsters, Inc. in the universe?
That's not what I was going to say at all. The fact that so often on this podcast, we make eye contact and we both know.
I clicked. I was like, it's Monsters, You're Inc. Like, that's a good point, Monsters Brie. That's a great point.
I was going to say mail offices where they have all the little tiny mail doors.
Big post offices?
Big post offices.
And then I was
all
thinking like,
okay,
so it's like a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
Any window that opens like this is technically a door. Then all the cabinet doors, then all of the entrance doors. Oh. Like there's things, there's a lot of doors, you know? So, and if Monsters, Inc. is part of this conversation.
That might be a game changer.
Imagine being Team Wheels if Monsters, Inc. is part of this conversation.
It's so embarrassing.
So yeah, that's my housekeeping. Loving the discourse. Okay. Keep it going.
At Sean.Lusk.
At
you're asking for personal DMs.
Yeah. Or else I'd have to like sign it off from Sean because I don't think you're in the DMs reading about the wheels and the doors.
No, I'm not about the wheels and the doors.
No.
I mean, I do enjoy listening to you talk about it. I'm happy that you're passionate about it.
Thank you. There's a few things I'm passionate about. Monsters Inc. clearly one of those things.
That was so funny. Monsters
it's
Inc.
like that game that people say like a word. They say
and then they try and say the same thing.
Yeah. I feel like we'd be good at that.
We should do
what
that.
What if we just do an entire hour long episode of us playing the word game?
We try and say the same word over and over. No one would be surprised. That's the thing. They'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
They've lost their minds again.
They'd be like, wow, this is one of their best episodes. The least problematic content coming out of this one.
Oh my God.
So yeah, is your house kept now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think I'm good. I think I'm ready to talk about the clickety clocks.
Clickety clacks, the clogs, clicks.
Okay.
Is it clicks? We're going to say it. If we're
it's
saying
clicks. Just go click. Click. Okay. Clicks.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's that song like, you aren't fucking with my click.
Yeah.
Click. Click.
Right.
Click.
It's not cleek.
Click.
Cleek.
Yeah.
Okay.
That doesn't flow the same
right.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jay-Z, I think, helped us.
Was that Jay-Z?
One. I think so. Wasn't it like Jay-Z and Kanye or
That's
somebody?
That's going to age us because like that was like very popular when I was like in high school. And I feel like people are going to be like, what the fuck is that? Anyways.
So this topic came about because we had a listener slide into our DMs. If you want us to talk about something specifically, feel free to do that because we have to think less, which is really always inspiring for us. And they were wanting us to talk about clicks specifically because they were, I guess, having some issues. I believe they said they were from Denver, I think, unless I'm making that up, which could be fun. And they were talking about how clicky the lesbian queer women scene was in their city.
Right.
And just knowing queer women events, the few I've been to, I can say that that is incredibly accurate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's, I mean, I mean, every situation is individual, and I feel like I can see both sides of it, right? Because I think if you're outside of a certain friend group, the assumption that, like, you're owed friendship by anybody or should be, like, brought into a circle,
right.
I get that side of it, too. Because if I'm being honest, let's be honest here. I think I've talked about this podcast before and you told me I was fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, when haven't I?
I'm so fucking sorry. Jesus Christ.
Tender caress.
Just touched Sean's knee. Jesus. I will say every time that happens, sparks fly.
Yeah. Very Taylor Swift amazing. Sparks fly. Yeah.
I'm very busy, as a lot of people are. And when I do go out with my friends, I'm genuinely utilizing that time to catch up with my friends.
You were talking about that person that came up to you at the bar and joined you.
And joined us. Yes. Asked to join. Okay.
Yeah.
I love a hello at a bar. I love a, hey, what's going on? Like in a social scenario. You're like,
I love a hello at a bar as long as it's immediately followed with a goodbye.
No, here's the thing. I think there's a way to do it. And I think this goes along with the topic. So let's talk about it a little bit. Like, if I feel like certain people look like they're fun or whatever, I'll go say hi. Like, I'll go whatever. But there's a way to do it that you're giving them an out. I think that's what the important part is. It's giving like man energy when you just like don't give people an out.
Right.
Because it's like you've cornered me into this social situation that I don't want to be in. And it's not because I necessarily don't want to get to know you. It's just that there's various reasons that people are out enjoying their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, for example, like in my mind, if you're going up to a group of people at a bar and they're just like icing you out. Okay. Like, yeah, that's shitty. But there's a way to do it. Like, go up and be like, hey, where are you guys from? Like, can I grab you guys a drink? Oh, if any of you guys want to dance later, I'm over here with my friend or like whatever. The invitation is lovely. But there's so many different reasons that various people just might not be interested in making a new friend that evening.
I agree.
Okay.
But I would say my argument, my battling point is that I just feel like queer communities are very cliquey in general, regardless of how the evening plays out and why you're there with your friends.
Uh-huh.
I just find that queer men are very cliquey, and from what I've seen, queer women are very cliquey. Like, it's kind of like they have a group, and if you're not part of it, it's not like because you cornered them, there's no out. It's like there's no situation that could be created that they would talk to you anyways.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I see both sides of it. Like, I mean,
Bree's locking and loading this friend group.
No, I'm just
hiring security.
I'm just, it's not even that. Like, you know me, like I've talked about, I feel like I've been so vulnerable to the point it's been embarrassing on this podcast about wanting to make certain new friends.
Yeah.
So it's definitely embarrassing. And it's still not working. So I can see the side of it. I can see that side. Like, making new friends, especially as an adult or when there's not like a automatic kind of forced connection, whether it's being a coworker or being in the same dance class or whatever, is hard. It's fucking hard. But at the same time, like when those people aren't responding to me or wanting to be my friend, I'm not like, oh, they're assholes because they're clicky. I get it. I get the other side of it. Like, not everyone has another person to float in their weekly, monthly schedule for a coffee date or a lunch.
Right.
And like, I understand that has nothing to do with me. I mean, I'd like to think it doesn't. I'm sure for some people it does. But at the same time, I think that
I'm just thinking back to your whole situation.
Oh my God.
Trying to make new friends and then like, I like that. Doesn't say anything else. That had nothing to do with the click. They had all the time in the world.
Oh my God. Sean.
Uh-huh.
I've tossed out like a few other like lunch kind of situations over the last month.
And how,
couple months.
How have they panned out?
None of them have panned out.
So you could almost say that people are clicky.
No, but that's my thing. See, this is where I think I disagree with people. I think there's like, I see both sides of it.
Yeah.
I keep saying that, but I truly do because I completely understand that person and so many other people's listening's frustration in the same way that, like, jokes aside, I feel frustrated when I don't get a message back or when I feel like, oh, I really genuinely think I would connect with that person, but, like, I just am not being given the chance. But at the same time, I'm like, does anyone, like, this is a genuine question. Does anyone owe you their time or space?
No, but I think you're looking at it in a different way than I am, because I don't necessarily think it even matters if this person doesn't have enough room in their friend group to, like, float another friend. I think it's, like, goes beyond that. For my experience.
Okay, wait, hold your fucking thought.
You said have a thought? You better shut the fuck up.
Hey, Gabers. Today's episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert in language learning for 30 years for a reason. They are so good at helping you learn a language naturally in a way that allows for long-term retention. And it actually works. Trust me, this is coming from someone who attempted to learn a language in high school through the whole textbook old school method. Did not work. Rosetta Stone is different than that, okay? They really focus on allowing you to really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. I also love a feature that they have built in that's called True Accent. It's a speech recognition feature, and it's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's super convenient. You can do the lessons on your desktop or in app, and it's an amazing value. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages, so you don't have to stop at one. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, I Can Explain podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey, Gabers. This episode is brought to you by Book of the Month. If you're a longtime Gaber, you know that I am far from a consistent reader, but Book of the Month just might change that. Book of the Month makes the process that I find daunting, finding a new book, fun and special, with new releases at the beginning of every month. I often find deciding on a title overwhelming, but Book of the Month's team curates a list full of exciting options, often from new and upcoming authors. This month, I chose The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean, which I'm really excited to dig into. I love a mystery thriller, and I love a twist. I was debating between this title and Middle Tide by Sarah Crouch. And honestly, it was the first time in years that I was having a battle of the books. So this month, get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com. That's PETALS, PETALS, at bookofthemonth.com.
From my understanding,
okay,
it's more that I will go out to the bar. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've gone out to the bar once in 3 years now. Mm-hmm. But I know it's kind of the same thing. I will go out to the bar and there will be a group of, in my case, specifically queer men.
Okay.
That are standing in a group, talking in a group, judging people as a group.
Okay,
it's like they went to that space like knowing that they didn't want to talk to other people unless they were trying to like fuck them or if they like thought that they were like hot or that they could like get something from them.
Okay.
To the point of like if I went to like ask someone a question or like say, I don't know, something in passing, it's like even that isn't received. And that's sometimes how I feel even like seeing queer women events too. Like I feel like it's very like there's no leeway for anything in between. I'm not saying you need to like take me on as your best friend and like introduce me to your like family and all this.
But Jesus. Okay.
Like besties for life.
Jump right in.
Yeah.
Why don't you? Like, what's your family doing next weekend?
Like what's Barbara up to? But that's what I mean. Like I don't think it even has to get to the point that you're talking about. I just feel like there queer communities, I feel, are very clicky, even on a surface level.
Okay, so can I play devil's advocate here? Because I'm kind of taking that role on here during this episode.
Yeah, the fighter is what you are.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's more interesting if we try and see both sides here. Okay. Because otherwise we're just disagreeing with everything.
Okay.
And like I said, I agree with this person.
Do you see both sides?
I do. Drink every time I say I see both
Everyone's
sides.
Everyone's unconscious.
No, and I quite agree with this person. Like I said at the beginning, yes, it is a clicky scene.
Right.
Let me ask you this, because you said last time I went out, I saw this group of guys, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I believe that my perception of you,
is if I went out, person?
Is that you're that person. Not because you are that person, but because you don't give off, like, I want to talk to new people at a bar energy. You usually, every time I've been in a bar setting with you.
Right.
And correct me if you think I'm wrong, because you can do that. You usually are very close to the people we come with.
Yeah.
You don't like sporadically go off without walking with anyone that we've come with.
Yeah.
And again, there's nothing wrong with this. You also have an energy about you that's very calm.
Oh, I was like, where are we going with this?
And I think that it's easy when like people are like saying things loudly or doing big movements, kind of like icebreakers that you could get in.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, wow, you're wearing a really like obnoxious outfit. That's the wrong word. But, but you know,
just a great nice way to start.
Great way to start.
Just a fun, flirty.
And I wonder why I can't make new friends.
You're wearing such an obnoxious outfit.
There's something about your outfit is so obnoxious. Everyone I've ever DM'd is like, and that's why we never talk to you. You're just sound and grounded.
I look like a bitch is what you're is what you're saying.
I wasn't gonna say
I have a rebuttal.
Okay.
But you can tell me if you think I'm wrong. Okay. I have actually made like a bunch of like acquaintances at bars.
Okay.
However,
yeah.
The people I always make acquaintances with at bars are women, because I feel uncomfortable approaching gay men because of basically what I've been saying this whole time, which is also apparently what I give off too. But I have like so many people on Instagram that I've just met at the bar.
Okay, braggy braggerson. Me, I can't make a single new friend. You're like, I just have so many people on Instagram
I've been a bar star and I'll be a bar star.
And it's just like, people are just connecting to me. People are just flowing
with
you're me.
Like, you're giving very ugly tonight.
Very obnoxious and ugly vibes.
Icebreaker.
Just breaking the ice.
So yeah, that's my rebuttal. I do think that
Who is an acquaintance you've met at a bar?
I'll show you. Is this jealousy?
No, I just don't get it. Like, I've never witnessed it.
Right.
I've never witnessed you even being open enough for someone to even say a sentence to you.
Oh.
At a bar. Like, okay, here's last time we went out together, right? Last time we went out together. Basically exactly what you described this other group was doing, we did. We literally sat in a circle.
I think that
we all danced facing each other.
We got to write that one off, though, because I think we were all trying to stay in close proximity because it was the first time we'd gone out in 3 years.
Okay,
and I was
true.
Scared if I breathed anyone else's air, I would get instant COVID.
That's very true.
I think I was a little bit tentative.
Yes. Okay. 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 That's fair.
But I would say that I do approach people specifically women. I'll compliment people as I pass them. I'll be like, oh my God, I love your outfit. Yeah. It's not obnoxious.
Yeah.
Things like that. But it's always women.
And are these women gay women?
Either or.
Because there's another component of this.
That it's like the misogyny that I'm just like being like, yeah, you're giving slay, queen, yes. And they're like, I'm straight.
No, it's also just like, on but also on the flip side, women tokenizing gay men and being like, true. Oh, I want to make a friend with a gay man. He's telling me I look awesome.
Yeah.
He's telling me that I'm fun and accepted to be here. Like, this feels like every rom-com I've ever watched. I was just accosted
by some lesbian about my outfit a few feet away. And now
some lesbian over there just told me I have an obnoxious looking outfit and look ugly tonight. So this is really refreshing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So I see. I think that there's different layers to why that might be.
True. True.
You know,
it's very introspective. Next time I go to the bar, I'm sucking everyone off.
You're sucking everyone off,
like figuratively,
and maybe.
We'll see. It's my birthday weekend.
Yeah, we're going out this weekend for Sean's birthday.
So we're gonna put this. We're gonna put this to the test.
We're gonna
do some scientific research.
Yes. Oh my God. The roommate's
home. The roommate's home.
Hey, Lauren. We're recording.
Lauren, do you think that I'm a bitch when I go out to the bars?
You have a bitchy face.
She said that Sean has a bitchy face, which is what I was alluding to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to work on my face. I'm going to give lots of...
Yeah, little, I think it's not even like the smile. It's just like your energy is very like, I'm good.
Well, I am good.
I know. I know. But what I'm saying is like, I think that.
I also have a really hard time loosening up. That's probably a good chunk of it.
Okay. But this is what I'm getting at. I think it's so easy from an external perspective.
Even if nice people get together in a group, they look like a clique.
Exactly. Mm. Because as adults, especially adults who have just experienced a worldwide fucking panorama that's still going on, that only have certain times, you know, like maybe once in a month, they can go out with their friends on a Saturday night. They can get the whole group together. And, you know, it's your comfort zone. To assume that all those people are confident and don't want you in when there's a potential that those people are just comfortable in their space and maybe also uncomfortable going up to a different group or opening up to other people.
What if the gays that I'm scared of are scared of me?
Exactly.
This
is some soul.
I'm gonna be all smart. I'm so not. I'm gonna be talking to only women and lesbians.
You know what? And I think I've seen the difference too, because you also have to be unafraid. It's the same as dating, right? You have to be unafraid to kind of get the cold shoulder.
Yeah.
Because there are nights that I feel like just chatting with my friends, like I've talked about, like I'll go out with someone that I'm like, I haven't hung out with you in 2 fucking months. We have so much to catch up on. I'm so excited to just like focus on you and have drinks and catch up. And that's not a night, if I'm being really honest, that I want to make a new friend, because it's like, I can't talk about my friend's breakup and their new partners that they've been having fun with. And, oh, their mom and them got in a fight and everything else. If like someone new is there and they're trying to talk about intimate stuff that we've built up over years, right? So, you know, there's those times. And then there's times, you know me, you've seen me at a bar where I'm fucking like a pinball. I'm all over the map.
I also do think it does vary on the kind of vibe of the place.
Yeah,
like when we went out in the summer for like outdoor pride things, like I am like chatty to people in line waiting for a drink, but everybody there had like much more approachable vibes. I do think like the brick and mortar gay spaces kind of, and maybe this applies to me as well, as we've learned, kind of like give off the air of like judginess. Like people like white twinks feel like emboldened by themselves there. So they're like, I'm going to give cunt.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I see that. And I also see that for...
It's because like they've been given the power that almost like the space is not inclusive to people past exactly them.
Yep.
So they take that and run with it.
Agreed. And I also think that there's something that happens with lesbians. And I think women loving women, but like I'll talk specifically for lesbians because I'm part of that community, is that I think like baby gays go through this weird phase where you have to learn that toxic masculinity is not cool. And it's
Leave your hey mamas at the door.
Yeah. It's because like any representation that we saw growing up, like the Shane characters on the L Word, anyone who was perceived as like cool and everyone wanted to date them were always these kind of like cold hearted players that didn't really care about other people's feelings.
Treated people poorly. Yeah.
Yeah. So when that's the only representation you've had of like, oh, this is what other women want. Like everyone thinks this character is the hottest. All the other characters in the TV show want to date this person.
This is like the ideal lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden you're like, okay, like I watched growing up or like I've seen online these certain people and the way they act with a lot of followers. Okay, now I'm in a space and how I'm going to be perceived as cool and like I know what I'm doing and like I'm valid in my queerness is by giving off this like I don't give a fuck aloof attitude.
Yeah.
And a lot of that comes from trying to mirror toxic men and the way that they take up space and they don't give a fuck if you're offended, and they don't like all there's so many different layers to it, and you see those people, right? Like, and I'm saying I've been there. Like, I get where that comes from. So like, I try not to judge too harshly, because yeah. you see the people, especially like we've joked about going back into the bars now, that maybe have never been in the bar scene before. And when we just went like a few weeks ago for the first time again, I did see some like younger queer women. I'm assuming they're women, so that's wrong of me, but queer folks, I guess I should say, but because I'm talking about lesbians, I'm trying to make it known that they were lesbians. I don't know how to say that.
There was some queers.
Oh, getting canceled. Yeah, but it's specifically, it's a type of queer. That's the thing. Okay. Usually I try an umbrella. Everyone listening knows what I'm talking about. The Hey Mama's vibes were out. Okay.
Yeah.
And I could just tell, because I could see that they were trying to act like they weren't excited to be there, and they were trying to like play it cool, and they were just in their own little bubble, and like, it's just the energy that they give off. And it's like, I get why you're doing that.
Yeah. I also think that's kind of the same for like young gay men.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of people, when they feel uncomfortable, mm-hmm. put a wall up, and like, mm-hmm. as a queer man, the wall that a lot of people are taught is like to be like a bitchy, sassy, like yeah. sidekick.
Totally.
So I feel like when people get uncomfortable, even in like a bar situation, and they don't know how to act, mm-hmm. that's kind of where they like fall back on.
Yeah.
Because I know that I did that when I was younger.
Totally.
Now I'm like, I think I know better, but
yeah.
We'll see.
No, yeah. So I think that there's like so many different layers to it. My biggest suggestion to anyone out there making friends is, I don't have one because I've tried. So can someone fucking help me?
I thought you were saying you didn't have a friend.
I don't have a single fucking friend.
My advice for somebody trying to make a friend is, I don't have one. So make one for me.
I think that's the assumption too, right? The assumption is like, oh, if you have a certain amount of confidence, or if you're extroverted enough or whatever it may be, then people will want to be friends with you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm about as obnoxious as they come, and like unafraid as they come to slide into DMs, to ask people for lunch, to ask people to be my friends. Like, I'm doing all the fucking things that you're supposed to be doing. And I'm just getting L.
Yeah, big L. Right.
Not a single lunch to be fucking found.
No L's. For lunch.
No L's.
Now I feel like we've done a full circle.
Okay.
Because I feel like we should all have some homework.
Mm.
And I think the homework for everyone listening, mm-hmm. should be, when you're in a situation, if you feel like you're in a space that you can just talk to somebody or yeah. compliment somebody, just do that.
Yeah.
One little thing.
I love a walk by compliment.
Walk, because there's the out right there, because I'm full speed ahead. Mm-hmm. And I also think that the more I think about it, it's also kind of hard. Maybe we can revisit clicks in about a year.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like it's hard to judge clicks at this moment and decide really how clicky. I'll bring a notepad.
Okay.
I'll be like a courtroom sketch artist.
Okay.
maybe a tape recorder. I feel like it's hard to judge clicks at this exact time because in Vancouver, at least, bars have been open for, and this goes beyond bars, but that's obviously the most obvious glaring example. Bars have been open for about a month, and people barely know how to walk.
Yeah, it's still like everyone's figuring it out.
I'm like, are you mean because you hate me, or are you mean because you're scared of getting this deadly disease?
Yeah, and we're now in each other's space, and we don't understand. We've lost social cues, and we don't know if it's appropriate to approach people or to be approached, and maybe like, I don't want to see you. And like, there's a million and one assumptions that you can make about other people and why or why not they might seem welcoming to you. And it's not to say that you're not valid in your feelings for feeling unwelcomed, but I also think you have to be open to the possibility that there are plenty of reasons other than that person just being an asshole.
Yeah. But there are assholes out there.
Oh, they're most definitely are.
Yeah.
They're most definitely
And we'll find
are.
Them. And we will journal about them.
Okay.
We'll revisit it in a
year. I'm
going
to leave that to you.
I'm going to give journaling. You a full list of all the names that I've decided okay. have been just exactly cliquey.
Okay, but before we end this episode, though, I want to talk about your birthday. What are you excited about this weekend? We're going out, and then we can do another episode later on
post-birthday. About us being cliquey on my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm excited to make myself a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make cakes for people for their birthdays, but then I stopped because I was poor and like making cakes you would assume is cheap, but it's like if you want like fondant and decorations and the ingredients, like as somebody in university, it was a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to do that just like for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to have people over in my apartment for literally the first time that many people.
Yeah.
I mean that many, there's like literally like 10 people, but that is the largest group that I've had over in probably like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for that. I'm really excited for people to dress up because there's a theme being enforced. I go absolutely apeshit for
a theme. Know that two of our friends didn't know there was a theme? I had to tell them and they were like, oh my God, thank God you told
the
me.
Ones that you thought didn't know.
Yeah,
but you already told them.
I think I told them and they forgot.
They were told.
I told them again, like yesterday.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh shit, we had no idea. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Can't be trusted.
Can't be trusted.
They're out of the group.
I guess we can say this now. Not that like, why wouldn't we be able to say it? But if you were on my newsletter, then you would know we're going in numbers for Sean's birthday.
Oh, that's fun.
So
I didn't
fun.
Know you were posting it.
I posted it on my newsletter.
Well, this is after my birthday.
To be fair, well, this is why I say that I can say this after the birthday. Because I feel weird about giving like a specific date unless it's like a planned occasion.
Yeah.
Like a meet and greet or something, which will be in the newsletters. But
you're telling me my birthday isn't a meet and greet?
Well, you don't want to meet anyone, apparently. So I don't know.
As long as they don't have fucking obnoxious outfits, we're good to go.
No, but in the newsletter, all I said was because part of my newsletter is I shout out really awesome queer spaces that I believe support all queer individuals.
Yes.
In Vancouver and elsewhere. And I knew we were going to numbers, so I just said, we're going to numbers for Sean's birthday. I didn't specify a date.
Right.
I just said, I'm so excited. We've been here so many more times, and we're actually even going there for Sean's birthday. But I didn't say, like, a day.
Right.
So, like, don't worry. No one will want to meet you. Don't worry. And this goes out afterwards, so, yeah, we'll already have been there and
done that,
drank all their beer and gone home,
just absolutely wrecked the place.
But we love numbers. If you're ever in Vancouver, numbers is an awesome bar.
Yeah, karaoke.
Yeah, they have karaoke.
Yeah.
Also their drag show on Fridays is so good.
Yeah,
this is not in no way an ad or anything like that. I just like genuinely like shouting out places that are awesome. And also now that travel is kind of opening up, I'm getting a lot of DMs of people being like, hey, like,
where I'm do from, I gay in Vancouver?
Yeah, I'm coming to Vancouver finally. Like, what's the scene? But yeah, Numbers Cabaret on Instagram is a good place to follow because they got lots of cool stuff going on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, thank you so much for listening. What am I doing?
Anyways. Bye.
See ya. Follow, subscribe. 5 stars only. You know the drill. If you haven't done it yet, what the fuck is happening?
I honestly don't know.
Because the thing is, I know people haven't done it yet. Because we know how many listeners we get and we know how many reviews we have.
And I'm bad at math and I can figure that shit out.
It's not even close. So please, God, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, write a little cute note, follow us on Instagram at @IcanExplainPodcast. Become a patron if you want to get in on the movie night. Also personally at Sean.Lusk, and if you want Doors and Wheels, and at Brianne Williamson, click the link in my bio for my newsletter. And until next time, we will see you around the Gamerhead.
Wow, we killed that shit.
That was amazing.